We need to stop this politically motivated, extreme, and disturbing march toward impeachment, because that's where this is going.
There's probably percolating in the Republican conference this notion that lawsuit's not enough. We got to get rid of this guy. It's impeachment time.
This whole talk about impeachment is coming from the president's own staff and coming from Democrats on Capitol Hill. Why? Because they're trying to rally their people to give money and to show up in this year's elections. We have no plans to impeach the president. We have no future plans. Listen, it's all a scam started by Democrats at the White House.
The House Speaker talking about possible plans for impeachment. We did hear the White House senior aide, Dan Pfeiffer, speaking about the seriousness the White House took this possibility. You also see this tweet from Steve Israel, a congressman, the head of the Democratic campaign, Congressional Campaign Committee. Yesterday, the DCCC had our single biggest online fundraising day of the cycle, bringing in more than $1 million from more than 50,000 donations. They tied that directly to impeachment talk. And take a look at our latest Fox poll about this question. Impeaching President Obama, you see favor 36%, oppose 61%. Let's bring in our panel. Juan Williams, columnist with The Hill. A.B. Stoddard, associate editor of The Hill, and syndicated columnist Charles Krauthammer. Okay, Charles, thoughts?
Well, look, this clearly is a concoction of Democrats. It shows how desperate they are. They know the midterms are coming up. They know that in 1998, the party was saved, the sixth year of an administration. It was saved by impeachment, overreaching on impeachment by Republicans, and this is a good issue. It's a good way to raise money. What I like, Boehner's contempt, sort of the tone of sort of sneering tone he had about all this. And it's, you know, it's like Harry Reid saying a couple of years ago, he had been told that Romney hadn't paid any taxes. You know, there's only one real thing here. And that is that Obama is said to, or there are reports from the White House, that he's going to do something by executive order about immigration. If he were to do something like legalize half, which is what's been talked about, huge numbers of illegal immigrants, to do it by executive order, which would be clearly lawless, and it would be the biggest domestic overreach of a president in memory. It would be an impeachable offense. I would be 100% against impeachment because it's political suicide, but it really would be the basis for that. That's what I think the White House may actually be softening people up for, an executive order that reaches impeachable offense, but it's a way of, it's like a preemptive strike.
Well, AB, let's be clear. I mean, there have been some Republicans who talked about it. Sarah Palin on this channel said impeachment. There have been other contributors on this channel who've called for impeachment. There have been lawmakers who've mentioned it. Scalise, Congressman Scalise, this weekend, pressed by Chris Wallace, is impeachment off the table, would not answer that fully.
When you saw House Speaker Boehner in that response today, he said, we have no plans and we have no future plans, which is what presidential wannabes say. I say, I have no plans to run for president because they're not going to rule it out. John Boehner's not allowed to rule it out. His conference won't let him. I speak to Republican members all the time, and they increasingly hear, sometimes in phone town halls or in person, on the most on the topic of President Obama's executive overreach, and people in the audience ask if he should be impeached. Why can't he? People have asked me why he can't be impeached. So it's not that it isn't out there. I think Charles is right. Steve King of Iowa, the congressman, predicts that with very far-reaching amnesty executive actions, it could reach critical mass, and the conference could, you know, kick Boehner aside and proceed with something. It's a real possibility. It is also at the same time a scam by the White House. You could see the Democrats, they can barely contain their giggles when they're talking about this. It's a fundraising bonanza. But until you see John Boehner literally put a stake in it, there's going to be smoke and they're going to tell their donors this is a fire.
Well, here's a conservative talk show host, Rush Limbaugh, and his take on all of this back and forth.
CNN and other drive-by media are going to report this not as something Obama is trying to make happen. They're going to report this as something the Republicans want to happen, so that they get creamed by it, even if they do nothing. It's a strategy.
It is fair to say that most Republicans are not pushing for this. Isn't that true, Juan?
No. If you look at the polls right now.
I just showed a poll.
No, you showed a poll of overall what Americans want. And it was 36%, I think you had. But if you just ask Republican voters, that's as high as 68, 50. CNN had 57% of Republicans.
I'm talking about lawmakers here who are pushing impeachment.
No, pushing is a, it's a soft word. But I mean, most, if you ask people on the record right now, you get what Boehner said today, which is, we have no plans, etc. You get what Scalise said on Sunday, on Fox News Sunday, which is kind of evasive, Brett. I mean, what he's trying to do is say yes to the base. I'm not ruling it out to the base, because the base and a lot of talk radio hosts, Limbaugh included, are saying Obama is a tyrant, he's exceeding his authority, he's a bad man, etc., deserving of impeachment. You know, impeachment is supposed to be for high crimes and misdemeanors. But that is out there, that there has to be some way, will someone take care of this horrible man in some way?
Horrible man. It's the executive actions overreaching the authority.
So if that's what they believe, and that's what they seem to believe, somebody do something. And what they're looking at first is this lawsuit.
Yeah. The lawsuit.
And the lawsuit, has real trouble because it lacks standing, etc. The real remedy in terms of if the president has exceeded authority, as we've heard it described, would be to say that this president is deserving of a vote by the House on impeachment. And so while the Democrats are just exploiting this issue.
This administration is exploiting this issue.
Of course they are. Of course they are.
And almost kind of ginning it up.
Well, I don't think you have to gin it up, because as we've said from the polls that you've shown, that I've cited, there's a real element within the Republican Party, especially in the hardcore energizer Tea Party base, that just loathes Obama and is anxious to throw him out.
This word impeachment, it is coming from real actions the president has taken. Lawlessly changing the Obamacare law, his own law. Lawlessly changing the drug laws. Stuff you might want to do, but Congress has to do it. Lawlessly changing our energy policy, essentially enacting cap and trade after the Congress had said no by executive orders. These, as Jonathan Turley, among other principal liberals have said, is an assault on the separation of powers. It is a serious constitutional offense. It isn't a policy issue. It isn't a matter of he being a bad man. It's a violation of our constitutional
law. But the impeachment
And if he does it on immigration, I could see this president who said he'd be the one who would bring us together. I can see him being cynical enough as a way to gin up feelings against the Democrats over immigration, by executive order calling for the non-enforcement of the immigration laws, which would be an invitation to impeachment that I think would help him politically. He could do that, and that is part of this kabuki dance.
Brett's point is right, Juan, that there's not a critical mass of Republican lawmakers in the Congress who believe that's the right thing to do. But the lawsuit exists because of the pressure from the base and some lawmakers to address this head on. It could reach critical mass with that issue, but right now, no, everyone knows it's a political loser, with the exception of a few rogue members.
We're talking about the politics here. Charles is talking about the substance.
Right,
but
the politics are so bad that even Boehner, and I believe under any immigration executive orders this summer, will still beg them not to pursue articles of impeachment.